Hey everyone, welcome to Don't Kill the Messenger with Victor from BentoBots here. On today's episode of the Water Cooler series, a daily live in April, what we're talking about today, I had a special guest, but I don't think it ended up working out at the time. There was some kind of, it just seems like there was like some kind of conflict of time. So let's jump right in into another thing that I've seen a lot. Since I've been talking about it so much about ads, why now is the time to do it? Because what's happening now is most everyone, your competitors, have actually turned off a lot of their marketing. They're hiding. They're trying to reach out to people. They're not investing in showing up in the world and really allowing themselves to be seen by their ideal clients. So if you are part of that, then this is not for you. However, if you have been looking at ads and if you have been running ads yourself right now, you may be wondering, why are you getting a lot of clicks but no conversions? And here's what I have to say about that. There's a few reasons and a few variables that I can think of off the top of my head immediately that that's the case. And here it is. So number one, of course, is you are selling on your ad. So most people, when they come on platforms like Facebook and Instagram, they do not come on this platform with the intent to buy something. So if that is what you are doing, if you're saying, hey, 10% off this thing, or hey, come buy my product or service so that you can get this result. People may want that result, but they don't come on here to buy something. So there's a specific formula we like to follow that we have our clients follow as well. And when we run ads for ourselves and our clients that we use so that people can raise their hand and say, I'm interested in solving that. I want it solved. And then we offer what they need. Essentially, we give them cookies and we offer them milk, right? They don't need milk, but that makes the experience that much better. So if you think about advertising and advertising on Facebook and Instagram from that perspective, this is what you're going to get. If you walk up to a stranger and you say, hey, want to put your hand in this box? They have no idea who you are and what that box entails, and why would they even want to start that, right? Instead, if you say, hey, do you want a Girl Scout cookie? I have one in this box, just go ahead and grab one. Yes, people are like, actually, that sounds fantastic. They may not have realized they wanted it, but then once they are presented it with it, they're like, actually, yeah, I do want that. There's gonna be some people that'd be like, oh, no, thank you. And that's okay, because that's what happens with the advertising world. You put your ad in front of your most ideal people that are likely to convert, and you say, hey, do you want one of these cookies of Girl Scout cookies in this box? Just grab one. That's essentially what your ad is doing, is saying, do you want the cookie? Yes, sure, I want the cookie. I'll put my hand in the box, I'll grab a box of cookies, Girl Scout cookies, and I'm good to go. Now, the next thing, of course, is once they opt into that, whatever that lead magnet is that helps them solve the want that they may either already want, or they may not have realized they want it, but once it's presented, they're like, yeah, I do want that. Then the next step is you offer them milk. And here's what happens. When you offer them the milk, it obviously has to make sense. You're not going to offer them, for example, a beer with Girl Scout cookies, because it just doesn't make, it's kind of odd, right? Why would you do that? If you offer them coffee, maybe. If you offer them milk, even better, because it makes sense. They don't need it, but it will make their experience that much better. So that's what that offer on the back end of it needs to be. And this is why most people don't have conversions, because on the front end, they're saying, hey, do you want some milk? Why would you want milk randomly out of nowhere? Someone off coming up and say, asking you to put your hand in a box or offering you milk out of nowhere. You're saying, why? Now I'm confused. I don't know you. That's kind of odd. I'm going to keep going. And they keep scrolling. And now you've wasted that click or that video view or whatever it is that you set up your ads to convert at. And you're not allowing them to actually move forward. So make sure you focus your ad. And again, if you want the ads checklist that we use to create converting ads, then go ahead and head on over to bentobot.com/bundle to get your free copy of that worksheet, along with two others that help you map out your content and help you to create or craft that perfect client magnet. So let me go ahead and just type that in here really quick. Let's go ahead and create one of these. But what you'll see is, get your worksheets. All right, so if you actually want those worksheets, again, head on over to ventobot.com/bundle, ventobot.com/bundle. That way you can get the ads checklist to write converting ads. You can get the content mapping worksheet so that you know what to say every time you go live or every time you create a piece of content. And to be honest, it's not as hard as it seems. It's a simple 4-step process that you go through to actually create endless amounts of content. And then, of course, the third worksheet is the perfect client magnet, what you actually need to attract your perfect clients and convert into your high-ticket program. So now let's go back to why you may be getting a lot of clicks, but you're not necessarily getting conversions. So why you're getting clicks but no conversions? People are maybe interested. For example, let's use the whole SBA thing, like the PPP loans and all that stuff. I have a couple of friends who have run ads to this. I was part of a group. I was invited to a group that were having accountants run ads, and they didn't really understand the process, right? So they were running ads saying like, hey, we could help you get your PPP loan, which is great. Fantastic. People actually want that, which that's one of the few times that an offer like that actually works. However, people opt in and then it's like, let's jump on a call or anything like that, that they may not want that. It's like, well, I want what they want is you to help them with it. And how you do that is dependent on what you actually help them with. Do you partner them with different banks? Do you do this or that? That's like kind of one of the things. So they may be getting a lot of people interested and be like, yeah, I kind of want that. But what would be even better? And here's how you get it even better. Here's how you offer the cookie before the milk is, for example, what if instead of saying like, we could help you get the PPP loans, or we can help you do XYZ with the SBA or whatever, why not instead, here are the 5 things you need to have to make sure, to ensure you have the best chance of getting the PPP loan. Now people are saying like, yes, because I don't even know what to get started. I don't have to get on a call with you to understand that. But now they've opted in. You offered them the cookie. They said, yes, I want this, because they're interested in the loan in the future. But what they need to have ready, you're giving them. So help them before actually helping them, right? Helping them by actually helping them and get them a result in advance. What do they need? Help them become the best client for you. Help them to actually gather the resources that they need so that you can have the best chance of helping them out get that loan. So, and then you offer them the next step. It's like, great. Now let's jump on a quick 10-minute call where we're actually gonna make sure you have all these and you're set up to be best and connect you to the best way to get that loan, right? So that would make even better sense to move someone through from an ad to a landing page to an offer. Again, coming up to them and saying, hey, do you want the Girl Scout cookies? Yes, just put your hand in the box and grab it. Hey, would you like milk to make that even better? Yes, okay, let's walk over here into this coffee shop. We'll get you the milk, and then there you go. Right, so that's how you can easily get someone to very quickly get conversions and adjust from not just getting clicks and wasting your money on people clicking your ads. But this allows you to actually get conversions. And this is why you're not getting conversions, because most people put an ad out there with an offer. Whereas the best people who get conversions, the most successful entrepreneurs who get conversions, are the ones who are actually following this formula of providing a cookie and then offering milk, right? So we call this formula the customer desire formula, because there's a 3-step process. There's a lot more into it than just that, but that's the high level overview, is the offer the cookie, give them the milk. I'm sorry, give them the cookie, offer the milk. And that allows you to actually get that person involved with you, start getting momentum, and then you make an irresistible offer, which again is the milk, right? So that is why you're not getting, why you're getting a lot of clicks, but not necessarily conversions. And for example, let's use something else that's outside of this current pandemic, right? And if you want these checklists, before we continue, if you want these checklists, head on over to mentobot.com/bundle to get your 3 checklists, right? Essentially, that is the ads checklist of how we write and create converting, high converting ads, the content mapping worksheet, so the 4 steps you need to really create the content so you know exactly what to say, when to say it, when you go live, so you can create endless amounts of content for your audience that moves the needle for them. And then finally, the perfect client magnet worksheet, the one that's gonna help you craft an actual client, a lead magnet that attracts the perfect client for you. So again, head on over to bentobot.com/bundle. And now we're going to head back into another example of getting conversions, another way to look at ads. So if you are ready to run ads, right, you're at this point of like, great, I have this offer. I know it converts. If you have a book, for example, people have ebooks all the time, which I'm not a huge fan of, but if they have like an actual hardcover book or an actual paperback book, like a physical product, or it's some kind of version of that, but on PDF download, that's totally fine too. This tells people, you're essentially saying, I want people to raise their hand who have this problem that my book solves. You put it in front of those people that are most likely to convert. You say, hey, download the book. If it's an actual physical book and you're doing like a free plus shipping offer, then like here it's free, just cover the shipping, I'll send it over to you. One that helps you cover the shipping and potentially even the ad costs at that, or you're just breaking even there, right? Depending on how much, how well you've set up the ads yourselves. Again, if you get the ads checklist, that'll help you set it up to better convert. Now, again, once you do that, what's the next offer, right? What's the milk piece? So then the let's say the book could become how to generate never-ending leads. So like we actually have our book, the 4 phases we take our private clients through to generate never-ending leads. And then the offer on the back end could be like, would you like to go even faster? Would you like to see what this whole thing mapped out for you looks like? And it makes sense. This person is obviously wanting more leads, and not just any leads, but the right leads, the perfect client leads, right? So we map out that whole piece for them, and they jump on a 30-minute conversation. They have to fill in an application to make sure they're a fit, and then they fill out this, they get on a profit maximizer call that we go through this profit maximizer to say what they have and how to get even more profit from that. And then it's a simple question on the back end of like, do you want even more support with that? And if yes, great. But if not, that's okay too. But that now they at least have that roadmap. Again, all of it up front has been to serve that person so that they can get a result in advance. And that is how you set up ads to convert. The ads themselves are simply selling the click. And the back end, the landing page, is selling the opt-in. The sales page is what sells the actual product, service, whatever that is on the back end or program. So don't try to use your ad to sell, to do all the heavy lifting to sell the opt-in and the product, service, or program. Use the ad to simply sell the click. Get the person to say, yes, I want this, and that's it. Get them to click through, because the landing page is now meant to actually sell the opt-in. This is why you want to opt in. This is why you want to get the download. This is why you want to get the book. This is why you want to get the thing. And then the sales page is what makes the actual offer of the next congruent step, the next logical step. Because if you're focusing on your ad to do all that heavy lifting, what ends up happening is you're going to lose out. You're going to get a lot of clicks. People are interested. Yes, I want that. But then there are no conversions, or very low conversions, which is, that's a waste of your ad budget and your ad dollars, and you're not getting the highest return that you possibly can. So again, if you're looking to get the perfect ads checklist to create the high converting ads that we help our clients create, the content mapping worksheet, and the perfect client magnet, then head on over to ventobot.com/bundle to get your copy of the three worksheets for free. Just we'll send it right over to you so that you can get going. And then of course, the last thing I wanted to talk about is what to do if your ads get rejected. Now, there's a lot of things that you can and cannot say on Facebook. So for example, there's things like MLM and like other different specific topics that we can't talk about. For example, marijuana is one of them. Things like that related to marijuana, things related to alcohol. Alcohol is like iffy. There's a lot of things you can do, but you have to do it to people that are 21 and over. There's like a lot of restrictions there. Things related to sex and like something like that, obviously for obvious reasons, we don't want to just be blasting advertising like that all around. But that's essentially, there's those are like kind of the big main ones. And this could be a whole other topic in and of itself, but what do you do when your ads get rejected? First, you need to review the policy, first of all, to see if you are making a claim. You can't say any types of claims on your ads. For example, you can't say like, I guarantee that you will make $10,000 on your ad by following my program. Like that is an outrageous claim. You cannot guarantee unless you know that 100% of the people, that 100% of the time that do that, that take your program actually get $10,000 or more, right? If that's not 100% of the time for 100% of the people, then you cannot make that claim. So this is why before and after pictures are not allowed, because it's essentially shaming people and saying like, you're not here. You can't you can't really shame people and make claims about people like, hey, feeling fat, like that would be completely wrong. And that would make a lot of the people want to leave Facebook if they're starting to get targeted with ads like that. Like, how does that make you feel? Just imagine if you were getting targeted with something you're ashamed of, that you don't like about yourself or something like that. You're like, hey, feeling fat? You're like, that's horrible. So that's what they're trying to protect the end users from. So if your ads do get rejected, make sure first of all, first and foremost, the easiest thing to do is to review the policies, which you can find on, if you go to the settings and you look for Facebook policies on advertising and you'll be all set, right? That allows you to do that. Again, our ads checklist makes sure that you do not go over anything like that, of course. And there's a very specific way we write them and we guide you to write them. So head on over to ventobot.com/bundle to get your three worksheets, the ads checklist, the perfect client magnet, and the content mapping worksheet. So then the next thing to do when your ad gets rejected, actually, you need to get on chat with support. If you are actually following the policies there, the way it's set up is it's automatically checked by their algorithm first to look for specific keywords and certain phrases and certain types of claims and stuff like that. So then once that is done, it might automatically reject it. For example, let's say you are a grass company that helps people with their lawns and turn them even more green over like the dead patches of grass or whatever that looks like. If you're saying if you talk about like, hey, do you have a lot of weeds in your lawn? The word weeds might actually get automatically picked up by the algorithm and say like, nope, gets rejected. So if that's the case and you know you're not breaking policy, then the next step would actually be to reach out to the support and the chat support and make sure that you explain like, hey, this is what we're talking about here, because then you'll have an actual person review it on their end, right? So that's the second thing to do. Those are the first two things I would say. After that, there's a lot more in depth, but it kind of gets more into the specific situation that you're in. But yes, that is what to do when your ads get rejected. Of course, the first thing why you're not getting clicks is because you're probably selling on your ad. You're probably getting a lot of people interested in what you actually have to offer, but you're essentially putting the milk before the cookie, saying, hey, do you want to buy some milk? People might be like, yeah, I do. Not right now, or not with you, you know, like, or not like this. One of those things. So make sure you offer the cookie first and then offer the milk on the back end. The ad is simply meant to sell the click. The landing page sells the opt-in, and the sales page, because it's called the sales page, is selling the actual thing, product, service, program. Right. And then finally, to wrap it up, what to do with your ads gets rejected. The two things, first, review the policy. And if one, you're not breaking policy and you are within policy. Then second, reach out via chat support to get someone to manually review your ads. All right, if you have any other questions, just specifically reach out to me and ask. Or if you want the worksheets so that, again, before I forget, if you want the worksheets so you can create high converting Facebook ads, head on over to ventobot.com/bundle to get your ads checklist, to get your content mapping worksheet and your perfect client lead magnet, perfect client magnet worksheet, so that you can actually create the perfect attract, the perfect client with your client magnet, create the ads that's going to attract and reach the actual people that you want to reach. And then, of course, the content that you can use afterwards to make sure that you continue to nurture them until they decide to work with you whenever they're ready. And until next time, I'm Victor with VentoBot, and this was fantastic. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. Bye-bye.